cigarette. Close your eyes and you count your breath, 'cause it's all you can take.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker, and today we're talking with Michael Fickus, songwriter and frontman of Roman Patterns, about the band's debut full-length album, Somewhere on the Highway. It's out now on Shaky Records and available on all major streaming platforms. It features 11 brand new tracks produced by Shaky and recorded at Shaky Records, and we're going to talk more about that. We'll talk more about how the record came together, some of the sounds that shape it, what it's like building music and visuals within an independent label model, and learn more about everything that you're doing. Really quick, though, we're going to thank our sponsors, WDIY, 88.1 FM, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernadin of Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Baco Beverage Company, and our friends at L.L. Bean Outdoor Discovery Programs. Thank you guys so much for allowing us to do all this. And Michael, welcome to the show. How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks so much for having me today.
Full disclosure, you know, we've been like trading emails back and forth, and I finally got a chance to like sit down with the album today and give it a nice listen as I was doing some work, as you do. And I love it. Like, legitimately, it harkens back to, I'm a child of the 90s. I grew up on Pearl Jam, all that grunge, like early 2000s stuff. And obviously there's so much more to it than just that, but it reminded me so much. It was like a warm hug from some of my old friends. So right off the bat, you know, really, really great first listen for me.
That's great to hear. And that's definitely a big part of the influence of this album and something that I grew up on as well. So it's cool to hear that it's resonating with someone of a similar time. When I went to write this, I wanted to bring back some of those sounds that I grew up with, reference some of the albums that were my favorites when I was young, going back to middle school, going back to high school. It is a bit of a departure from some of the music that I've done leading up to this, but bringing that in to the mix with the other things that influenced me made for a really unique result. And it's great to hear that that's coming through.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. We're going to talk about some specific songs and some specific things, but I want to learn a little bit more about you. I know you're originally from York and you moved to the Lehigh Valley. So can you talk a little bit about your path to the Lehigh Valley and your musical career?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been playing music since the early 2000s, been a while, a lot of different projects, which took me from York to Philadelphia and eventually up here to the Lehigh Valley, where I've been for about 12 years now. And I love it. Proud Lehigh Valley resident now. My background with music, especially working with Shaky, with the label, we had played in a band together in Philadelphia about 15 years ago now. Moved up here to the Lehigh Valley, had a band called Thornton Waterfall that I did for a little while that was based here in Bethlehem with some great guys. We played a few shows. And during that time, I actually had recorded a demo that Shaky helped me produce. At that time, he was working out of Philadelphia. So that's all part of the story of how this comes together. Took a long hiatus from music. Hadn't done much for a good number of years. That demo was around 2014.
Okay.
Had a conversation with Shaky in early 2024. We started talking about that project. And ironically, he had had a day where he had had a revelation about the band The Replacements, which is a big influence to me. And
He
said, looking back, I almost wish I could take another stab at that record because I hear so many things now that we want to bring into it. So we started to try to think about that and then ultimately decided to do something new and write some new songs. We pulled out some old demos from a hard drive that had been sitting there for 10 years. We wrote some new songs, and that became the Darts EP, which was our first release as Roman Patterns in 2024. And then, of course, this album this year in 25.
And where does the name Roman Patterns come from? Did I know that?
It was Just a random choice, sort of. I was thinking about, I've always liked two-word band names. I did Thornton Waterfall, Roman Patterns. I imagined it, ironically, as tile patterns. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, I thought, I'm like, should I know this? Like, is it a term that I should, like, be aware of?
No, that's okay. It was just a visual image that I was thinking about. It's funny, a lot of people have interpreted it as sort of a pen name, because I know Roman is some people's first names.
Sure.
I'm open to the interpretation. It doesn't matter to me if it sticks in your head. That works for me.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that when you talk about, you know, the kind of, I don't want to say one man band, but that sort of thing. But let's talk about Shaky Records. So I know you briefly talked about them, but like, what is your relationship? I mean, and the album was produced and recorded there and is being released on Shaky Records. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely. So Shaky and I go back to high school. We're longtime friends, longtime collaborators. And over the years, we've worked on numerous different projects, some of his, some of my own, and always had a strong collaborative relationship. So in early 2024, he was interested in starting to make music again. He was producing some solo music, which ultimately became his solo album that he released this year called Kind of Wild. You can find that streaming as well. And he was looking to produce some other artists. Oh, there's the Kind of Wild. And we began discussing what we could do in terms of creating new music. And that became this partnership that became Roman Patterns. So it's a bit of a unique format in terms of a band as people understand it, where there's not necessarily defined roles of this is the bass player, this is the piano player. We both play numerous instruments on the album. It's whoever has the part that works for that song, whoever has the inspiration. But the general format is that I write the songs here in Bethlehem. I try to format the feel, the riffs, and the lyrics, which are important to me and a big part of where my creativity, I think, lies with making music and with songwriting. And then the collaboration part comes in with Shaky producing it. I try to give him more freedom than I think maybe typical for artist producer relationships. And that's where it becomes more, in my opinion, of a band or a partnership, where he has the ability to write parts, to alter songs. And then that collaboration is what makes it a Roman Pattern song at the end of the day.
It's like he doesn't have to check with you for everything, right? That's kind of the friendship, you know. He's, you know, if he's gonna take a decision, he can kind of go with it a little bit.
Yeah, I challenge myself to do that, to let go of things, to be really open to new ideas. And I think the more that we were able to do that, and the more I started letting go of my sort of precious idea about what the thing needed to be from the start, the more interesting territories we got into, the more that songs evolved version over version and started to become something that was more unique and something that was a stronger product in the end. So it's been a great lesson in collaboration, and something that by taking that risk, by giving that trust, it always pays off. It doesn't hurt that he's very good at what he does.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to play a little bit. This is the first single. I can tell you who I think it sounds like and see if people agree with me.
Go for it.
But let's listen for a second. So that's the single Modern Man. Can I, right off the bat, I'm listening to it, I'm like, there's meat puppets in there, and I love it. I like that type of vibe, like it's so, and there's so much going on. I'm listening to it in headphones with so many different things going on there. Talk to me about why you let off with that track out of all the 11 that you have here.
Yeah, I think it's a good example of how the process works and what we look to do in the studio. All the songs start in the same way as demos and get developed. And when we came together to collaborate on that one and got in the studio at Shaky Records, it just started coming together. And the parts, the collaboration of the different guitar parts and the vibe of the song in terms of, like we were talking about, bring that era, that 90s, 2000s era, was really what we were looking for. And it felt like a great way to lead it off. I think it's catchy, not to be bragging.
Oh, I love it.
It has a good lead into the album and really signals a lot of the other styles and flavors that are there, and is one of the harder rocking songs on the album too. So I like to lead off on that foot.
Yeah, there's fun. Like, I hope you don't mind that I said Meat Puppets, because it kind of has like some of that Western Southwesty feel to it. I mean, who am I to speak about this stuff? But really,
I don't mind one bit. I'll be honest, not a big influence, but I do listen to Queens of Stone Age. That's the same realm, same area. So if you're hearing that, that's definitely where I'm coming from, and the types of sounds that I was looking to explore on this album. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
There are a couple other. Can you talk about some of the some of your influences? I want to play a little bit of this song. This is Fall. With this song, and also I'll play a little bit of Daylight Salute, we'll play that later, but there's, is that a harmonica? What instrument is that?
That's saxophone, actually.
Is that saxophone? Yeah, because I was with the Daylight Saloon one as well. Yeah, I'm going to. The additions of those instruments just, you know, they make the sound so big. Can you talk a little bit about that? Are you playing those? Are you the ones writing that as well?
I'm not playing those, but it's a really cool story, so I'm happy to talk about it. That is actually my uncle, his name is Scott Arnold.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah, it's a great family connection, and it's a cool story that really links to what this whole project is, revisiting, with Shaky and I revisiting, having done music so long ago together, bringing it back together, re-engaging with our creativity. It's a neat origin story because in my formative years, Scott actually showed me a lot of the bands that came to influence the music that I make today, and was always pushing me in directions, showing me new things. And one time he actually gave me a bunch of his old vinyl that included a lot of things, The Clash, all the Rolling Stone discography, a lot of things that I was aware of, but didn't have that ability to dive deep into. So being able to then collaborate with him, he's an accomplished saxophone player and he plays in several bands in the Bucks County area. He's in Smooth Riders is one. And he's just great. And we had a great day in the studio and it really did bring a different dimension to the record. Speaking of influences, we were discussing the heavier rock influences. I have a lot of punk rock influences, but I love Bruce Springsteen. I love Rolling Stones horn section songs. So it taps into that side of my interests in songwriting, but the performances are great. The outcome is really great. And the way that Shaky was able to play guitar off of it made something that I hope is unique and I hope resonates with people, but I'm really excited about those saxophone songs.
No, it's great. And as you're going through, I mean, this is Once is also a song that really stuck out to me. Once upon a time and everything, but we lost it somewhere on the way. my goal is not to sit here and compare you to other bands. It's just so there's it's so fun because it's so such a reminder of some of these bands that I have such a love for. There's so much Soul Asylum in there. I mean, again, I'm just throwing out bands that may or may not resonate with you, but that's one that I'm just like, man, that sounds so much like that. I haven't heard a sound from a new band like that in so long.
I really appreciate that. And that's definitely part of what we're trying to do is do something fresh and original, something that we're not hearing in the modern landscape. Yeah. There are a lot of new albums by new bands that I like a lot, but trying to do something fresh, something unique. That song is a great example of the collaboration that we have at Shaky Records. It actually features Eric Long, who's one of our artists. He's a great country musician, great singer. And he actually plays pedal steel on that song. I wrote that song acoustic guitar as to be somewhat of a country song or a ballad. And then that point of collaboration, that extra instrumentation really took it to another level. And it entered some of those territories that you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, we also, one of the things you led with when we were talking is you have a cover of Hemorrhage in My Hands by Fuel. But it's done in a fun way. I just want to play a little bit of it.
Memories are just where you laid them.
It's so fun because it's like if you gave that song to, you know, a different, very well qualified band, you know, you would get that result. It's just really interesting to hear it where you're not trying to cover it. You're just maybe reimagining it a little bit, you know?
Thanks. I appreciate that. That was definitely the goal. It's a song I love. That's part of the narrative of this whole album was going back to those very early influences. A lot of my more recent music was influenced by things I got into in college, in art school, indie rock type bands. And I wanted to go full circle. That was a CD that I had when I was in middle school, high school. And it's just a great song. It's a really well-written song. It was fun to reimagine it. And it's a little bit of a wink and a nod to our central PA roots. They came up through the Harrisburg area. So there were enough connections that it felt like a fitting thing to do on the album and signals that style and that mood that we were looking to create.
Did you know I think their original drummer plays in a band locally as well?
Oh, you know what? I did see that and I forgot, but that's true. Maybe one day I'll connect with him. I don't know.
I've met him once or twice just in passing. Oh. Super duper nice guy. So it's just, it's interesting to have that kind of connection.
Well, I hope they like it.
If they always there. Yeah. Well, we'll try to make sure we'll give him a shout. And cool. I just want to play one more called Orange Crush because it's a pop song. I mean,
100%.
Again, here's me telling you what it is, right? I mean, that's such a feel-good, fun, rock, early 2000s type vibe. Again, love it. So can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, you're all over. Absolutely. I don't want to say you're all over the place. Just the songwriting is varied, you know.
I'd love to. Big shout out on that one to former collaborator from my Thornton Waterfall band. His name's Cody Hamlin. He's a Bethlehem guy. And in a lot of cool bands up here. He's in the band Jaw Jaguar and Meet the Mayor.
Okay.
And we actually featured him.
Meet the Mayor. I'm going to... I'm going to meet the mayor. I'm doing a podcast with them literally tomorrow. That's so funny.
Those are buddies.
I got to tell them I met you. I love it. Okay, cool.
He did a feature, played bass on that tune, and really gave it that groove that keeps it moving. That song's really just meant to be an East Coast beach song, 100% a pop song.
And yeah.
Wanted to do one for the summer for everybody.
Oh, man, it's a lot of fun. And talk about that. So, you know, one of the questions always is like, where are you playing, right? And, you know, this is a little bit different where you're collaborating, you know, is this like a, kind of explain to me what we're doing with this. You're not playing out. You're more making sure that people listen to this. This is a studio band, a studio project.
Studio project. No live act at this point. Not to say it's something that I'd rule out for the future, but right now our interest is in writing songs and recording them and in production and in the studio. And we're just excited to share the music. And the goal is to continue making things and to just have a dialogue with the audience as the project evolves. Already working on new music that's going in a whole nother different direction. So just trying to stay creative, trying to stay in an artistic practice and make things that hopefully resonate with people at this point in time through having them listen to the recordings.
Yeah. And I mean, it's great. You need to put this on vinyl. I mean, I don't know if you are able to do that or because it just has such a rich sound to it. I would love to be able to listen to that. I'm sure you have high fidelity everything, you know, but I'm a vinyl guy, so.
I appreciate that, and I'll have to let you know if that happens. I'll let you know.
So,
some of the other albums from the label are available on vinyl. Shakey's Wild album is available on vinyl, and Eric Long's Honky Tonk Wisdom, we saw the artwork earlier, is available on vinyl as well, and they sound great.
And talk a little bit about like the songwriting process. I know, you know, sometimes we think of five guys in a room, you know, putting albums together, and that's really not maybe how it works in the real world. You know, what is your songwriting process like for something like this? From if you could give me an example of a song from start to finish, I guess.
Absolutely. There is an element of that live dynamic because Shaky and I have played together live a lot and have worked in that way. So I think you're able to call on those skills and those techniques and arrangement methods when you're writing. But a lot of the work we do is remote. We live in different areas. We both have day jobs, busy lives. And the advent of remote technologies, being able to work in this way, has allowed us to be creative together again. So it does change that dynamic as well, a little different than five guys in a room jamming, which is a great way to write a song. In our world, and for me, the way I've always written is a lot of times it starts with a key line or a key phrase. A lot of times I'm coming from a lyrical idea or a concept, and then musically I'm looking to build a world around that, build a mood, build a tempo that fits that story, and hopefully, ideally, they come together. And then that collaborative piece of taking it to Shaky as the producer and sometimes having him turn the song on its ear, sometimes veers it in a different direction. A lot of times it may inspire me to go back, record a new part. So it's a back and forth, and it is a little different than that in real time, in one room. But surprisingly, it doesn't always feel so different. It's at a different pace, but it opens up the ability to try even more things. We don't get married to one thing right away. We're able to re-explore and re-explore and re-explore. So similar but different. And then taking it into finally the studio at Shaky Records is where we'll do a lot of our final overdubs, final vocals, and really put that polish on it. It's generally the process. Sometimes it changes. Sometimes things happen really, really fast. Sometimes things get built out a little bit more into the jam.
How long did the process for this particular record take?
So I started writing this coming off the Darts EP, which came out in the summer of 2024, took a little break, and then started writing this in the fall of 24. It was written between fall of 24 and spring of this year, and then was released June 6th. So done in about a 6 to 7 month period.
Man, it's just amazing. To me, there's so much going on in there. Listen, I love it. I again, I made so many comparisons, but it's really to really get people maybe who are around my age to say, check out Roman Patterns, because it was a delight to sit here and kind of, as I was leading up during my day, doing a bunch of stuff, to have this on and to really be able to digest it. And it's just one of those albums that I'm glad I had headphones on when I started, because there were so many things and different kind of elements. And when the saxophone hit, that was it.
I appreciate that. I love it. So much. I appreciate you spreading that word. I appreciate you listening to it on good headphones. I appreciate all of that.
It's sincere saxophone. Do you know what I mean? It's like there's just a certain vibe to it.
100%.
Yeah. I love it. Michael, thank you so much. Everybody search Roman Patterns. It is streaming on all platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Apple, wherever you listen to music. You can find them and listen to their EP as well. And hopefully we'll get it on vinyl. I'll be first in line. So.
I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate you having me today. This was great.
Absolutely. Thank you. Talk soon.
Thanks. Yeah.
Bones crush the Imperial Club. Ocean's all still in.